Mom's Life.
Hello, hello, Mom.
Hello.
Welcome. It is Wednesday. Wednesday is Mommy's Day. Yes, it is today on Active FM. So last week on It's a Mom's Life, we spoke on music. What music are your kids listening to? And how it creates feelings and emotions that are false, as well as perceptions that are false, like their friends are doing this and they aren't. You know, my friends are having sexual encounters and I'm not, right? Yeah. This is what music actually leads to. It all boiled down to the fact that we should teach our children from a young age on the importance of what they are listening to.
Yeah.
Today is on CSE education. If you don't know what this is, it's comprehensive sexual education. And this is what they're bringing into the schools, even at young ages like kindergarten or nursery schools. This is what they want to implement.
Like even the word itself, Denise, doesn't it freak you out? Like comprehensive sexual education. It just makes me cringe just hearing that word alone. But I do remember a time, where parents and education were working together.
Yeah.
So from parents' evening every week, I remember when I was in primary school, when my cousins were in primary school, there was a meeting every week between parents and teachers, you know, to give a report on what's happening with the kids or what they're thinking of implementing in the schools and things like that.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I feel like that relationship has been broken.
Yeah.
Now teachers and parents are like enemies now more than anything because there is no connection between, you know, education and the home as it used to be before.
Yeah.
And I think we need to sort this out because it's also part of why we're having so many issues because of that distant relationship between, you know, the parents and the teachers.
Yeah. So let's get into it.
FM.
With that being said, in 2020, there was the whole campaign or this whole thing of implementing CSE education in public schools.
Yeah.
And this was going to be implemented obviously now in the beginning of 2021. And okay, I believe it is the responsibility of parents to teach their children about sex.
Yes.
Parents have the responsibility to protect the innocence of their children.
Yeah.
And to teach them what's appropriate and obviously at an appropriate age as well. Now with CSE education, these are some of the things they will teach our children. CSE would encourage young children to experience sexuality with individuals and their own sex or the opposite sex. Like, just think about that.
So wrong.
Mm-hmm. For 1 second. And it encourages the acceptance of exploration of diverse sexual orientation and gender identities amongst 5 to 10 year olds.
What?
When you read CSE, they teach about giving children condoms. It is not just handing them over. They say they must know how to put them on.
No.
It even says boys should know how to wear male condoms and they should know how to put it on. Females.
Aha.
Let me just take a breather.
Yeah.
How are boys going to put in female condoms on girls?
I don't like this. It's honestly mind blowing. The fact that if my children had to get taught this stuff, I will flip my lid. Kids should not even be thinking about that. Like, not even, it shouldn't have crossed. If they see something on TV, they should go, "Huh, what's that? But children are going to go, I know exactly what, five-year-olds.
I can't.
My son is going to do that. Oh, no, not a chance. It's like teaching a child how to drive a car at the age of five, right? Okay, right. Sure. Saying if something ever happens to me, then my five-year-old will drive me to the hospital. But this is irresponsible. Like you don't, like that's not even, you shouldn't even be thinking about that. Even if they are a 10 out of 10 driver, it's like, irresponsible to even put that on your own child.
Like
same with this.
That is insane.
Same with this.
It's absolutely insane. Like the age group, 5 to 10.
That's
crazy. I can't. So this CSE is currently being imposed on South African public schools, as obviously it was from last year.
Yeah.
Despite the overwhelming, you know, opposition from parents and teachers, you know, which is what makes me so upset because, you know, the whole thing I spoke about, the relationship between teachers and, you know, and parents and the schools is so important. But the fact that despite parents saying no, this is not good for our children, despite even teachers are being freaked out about what they need to teach. I mean, I would be as a teacher as well, because first of all, some of the teachers have kids as well.
Yeah.
So the fact that the government, or should I say the education system, was like, stuff you, teachers and parents, we are doing this anyway. Yeah. That for me is a huge, huge problem. And there was an article that News24 released. This was 2020. And some of the images or the graphics of what's going to be in the curriculum were leaked. And some of the imagery that was there was actually causing parents to freak out completely. I mean, can you imagine what was that? And this is the cover up, because I don't trust the government, if I can just put it out there.
Yeah.
No, the images that leaked were not, you know, the accurate picture of what CSE education is all about. They are not a true reflection of what we'll be teaching our kids. And they released like a little, you know, what actually it will look like, what they're going to be teaching the kids.
I've seen that, yes.
And I was like, I do not have faith in the government for the mere fact that parents are saying no and teachers are saying no and they're still carrying on, you know, with the whole implementation of this.
Yeah. So, you know, you possibly will find that there are even maybe some teachers that are agreeing with this, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is the teachers that are, that don't have children or that have hidden agendas. But what about the teachers that, that maybe are going, oh no, this is great. This, we should do this. And I just thought, you know, there might be parents themselves. Are we saying that, you know, those teachers that are for it, that they're okay to teach their children this, or are they double standards? No, we'll put our children into a school that won't. Maybe. I don't know if those schools exist, or hopefully, you know, they do. Or are they going, no, it's fine to teach our children this. But I do believe that CSE is not only there to mess up what kids do to each other.
Yeah.
I also believe it is a ploy and a way for pedophilia and sexual abuse to come into play here. You see, if they teach your kids that this is how you have sex safely, they will think no matter who does what or says what, as long as it's safe, it's okay for another man or another woman to touch me. You see, how warped is it? Sure. It doesn't just go from one child to one child. It now becomes parents or guardians or family or people we don't even know touching your children and your children thinking it's okay because of what they've been taught. It's scary. But before we get into anything else, we're going to take a listen to Terry Minor Jr., One Throne. Hey, you already know.
One throne. You already know. one throne. Where Satan, he gone. I don't need your chick. My wife way too lit. Why should I battle with battles? He already battled the battle. I do not care what you say, devil. I do not fear you rattle. Woo! Whole squad ready, yeah, we made look edgy. Got holy routes, bringing up subs in a Chevy. No fear here, even when it looks sketchy. Walking in love, don't need to be petty. I'ma beat the block, speak on box. The true witness wins souls, so we gonna free the block. Have the audacity to act on what you believe. If you believe what he say, grind like an athlete. Unmoved by apathy, we believe and we pray. Demographic? What's my demographic? It's the human race. Tether this, jockey, drop this on everybody. This is not a hobby. If you got a heartbeat, it's for everybody. One throne. You already know. One throne. One throne, his glory is shown. He is almighty. There's no one like he. Don't be misled or confused. Jehovah would not be abused. It could be me they refuse, but in his eyes I am approved. Woo! I praise the Lord with my mouth, so the devil knows right where I stand. Do you not comprehend? Praise is a weapon, so watch where you step in. He's reigning forever and will never be banned. Hey, God with it, I'm with it. No gimmick, God given. Stay calm with it, no flaw in it. He's a bomb, diggity bomb, bomb. God is a business, you heard me. He reigns forever with certainty. Keep praying fervently. Jesus is coming back urgently. Open your eyes, look at her and me. There is beauty in diversity. I'm on the clock, give it all I got before time stop. In eternity knocks, don't put me in a box. Stay close to him like a sidekick. Don't lose grip or let it slip like chopsticks. One throne.
This is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
One of my issues with this whole thing, Denise, right, is that children are already broken.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them are coming from broken families, and many probably even had sexual experiences or abuse at home that are not healthy for them.
Yeah.
And why is the education system not coming up with a curriculum that will build these children up?
Yeah.
Children are already a mess without this whole thing being added onto, you know, to the
exactly
to the mesh. Can we not just come up with something else that will build these children up instead of messing them up even more than they already are?
They took out, many schools have taken out biblical studies and praying and singing before, you know, you go into your class, a worship song. So the Christian aspect has actually been taken out. Now it's not there anymore. So for years we haven't had it, but now why not put sexual education in? Which is, people need to see the trend here. People need to see there's something wrong. But yes, I was in training. I was in a training session the other day with students that were being trained on business economics and how industries work and stats. And it was very interesting. But many were so disengaged. And not to say, you know, it's their fault, but perhaps the education system is not giving children in primary and high school the basics to life. Like, it's not about sex, relationships, and whatever. It's giving them a platform, even if it's not religion, giving them a platform to go into business. But yeah, we are thinking about sex and teaching them how to do that. It's supposed to be about how the world goes around rather than how to have sex, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, sex is a natural thing. It is designed by God, like eating and sleeping. You don't have to teach someone. Okay, maybe you have to teach a little baby to eat, but I mean, let's just, you know.
You just grab that thing and eat.
Exactly. It's actually really true. But you eating and sleeping, you don't have to teach something or someone. It shouldn't be taught. It should be explored. Yes, sex should be explored in the security of a marriage.
Absolutely.
That is where you teach. That is where two become one and sex is explored. That's where things should be learned about sex, not the age of 8 or 12. Like, I remember my parents saying quite often, shouldn't their child be playing with a doll? Yet they're outside with crop tops. And like, where did that go? Like, now it's crop tops galore. Forget about the dolls. No one's even saying that anymore because of the generation that is coming out. Yeah. We need to be teaching our children.
No, absolutely. We need to pray and fight, you know, as parents, because this battle is not a physical one anymore. It's a spiritual battle. And really, it's frightening to think where this generation of children will look like in 5-10 years time, like Denise said, with the crop tops. And you see these 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds holding bottles of beer walking in the streets, and that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy to think where they will be in the next 5-10 years. And there's hope, of course, and it starts with us moms praying for our children.
Yeah.
And it also starts with us building communities amongst us mothers. You know,
that's good.
That we are like-minded, especially if we are like-minded, you know, we're Christian parents and we're praying and we're fighting for our kids.
Yeah.
We're fighting the evil that is ravishing our children in the school systems. And some of the parents don't even know, Denise. That's the crazy part. Because with my neighbors, I did ask some of them last year when this whole thing was, you know, a buzz. And I said, do you guys know about the whole, you know, CSE education being introduced in schools?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, what are you talking about? And to actually... it made me open my eyes that some of the parents don't even know. They're not aware of what's actually happening, of what the government is planning to do, because they have an agenda, you know, with our kids and this generation of kids. And if parents don't even know, then it's our responsibility, those that do know, to just share the information with the parents that don't know, that then builds that community to say, listen, this, I also didn't know. If someone didn't tell me, I wouldn't have known about this whole thing. Because when I knew, I remember going to Mika's school and asking the teacher, are you going to implement CSE in this school?
Sure,
because
that's good,
I asked, because I was completely, completely freaked out. I didn't want my kids learning anything. If she had said yes, I would have pulled that child out of school right then and there and go, okay, thanks. It was really nice, because it's important for me to protect my children's innocence. And if other parents don't know, you know, let us build communities as moms where we share this information, where we're praying together, where we actually are fighting for our children, because the government doesn't care about them.
I think it's really important for parents to actually be involved in the children's schooling, even from, you know, nursery school. I know that I've had conversations with the school that my children are in, and often the teachers say the parents don't read the school books. They give them homework, but it's not done. They're not looking. They're just dropping. And I've seen it myself. They drop kids and just, bye, okay, bye, all right. Like, who cares? Just take care of the kids. You do that the way. We should be asking the questions.
Yeah.
We should be going to the parents' evenings. We should be speaking with the teachers and getting to know them. It's so, so important.
Yeah,
because if they bring stuff home and you're not checking the stuff that they're bringing home, that's a parent's duty. You actually need to know. But in saying all of that, I think it's so important that we do stand up and spread the word and say no to this, because our kids are not at the age that they can consent to this. They can't go, oh no, I don't want to, or I stand up to this. They're not at that age. We are their mouths. So it should be that we take a stand and go, we won't have this in our schools. We won't have this taught to our children. Sorry. We're going to take a listen to a song now, Right on Time by Master. Right on time.
What could I say? The very first time that I saw you, I was amazed. Woo! Was trying so hard not to stare, was caught in a gaze. Back in the days, you brought your homework to my place. Said if I rap, I could give you an A. That was your way. Made the first move, now we out on a date. Copy and paste, the book took a part of our pace. Went from wanting to dine and the silver line after bring, we was cutting the cake. Home where the heart is, you got a place. We never stressed on the money we make. We've been content in this, making the best of it. You are forever the one I'll embrace. Cruise together in the road, we air. That Chevy Detour's come. We ready, the map is open like GTA. God knows the ETA, even if the traffic is heavy. Found a woman so fine, she's truly one of a kind. Bet she's a dime, heaven sent her, she's divine. And she is fine, she showed up right on time.
I just find peace in life. Even when my problems got me nauseous, life got me so exhausted. But whenever you round, I can drop it. You right here where you belong. Don't try to leave me now, cause I can't stand it when you gone. I've been running from this drought, but I guess this whole time I was wrong. When everything going south, you always be there when I call. Fully be on time, riding in the dark here for miles. If I can't take it, alright, I'll be waiting all night. Every time I look into your eyes, only right here by my side.
Okay, so we're going to be ending off the session. It's been a really enlightening session, and we hope that it's educated you. But we're going to end off today with a verse, Proverbs 22, verse 6, and it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it." Mm. It's important to teach our children. Teach them the right things, things that will benefit the world. Mm. If we are teaching our children about sex and how to have it, and what to use and how to use it, what do you think their future will look like? Teenagers or young adults that are experts in being immoral safely. Can I just say that again? If we teach them the stuff that we spoke about, sex education, how to use, what, teenagers and young adults, we will cultivate teenagers and young adults that are experts in being immoral safely. That's what we'll cultivate.
Sure.
That sounds okay, right? No, it's not. You can't be immoral safely. We need to be teaching them that sex is for marriage.
Yes.
It is to be done and explored in marriage.
Absolutely.
Instead of teaching them all of the above that we've spoken about, teach them how to respect one another, how to love people, how to forgive, how to respect. I said that. That is biblical. It is the ways of the Lord.
Yeah.
If we teach them this, they will not depart from that. That's what the word is saying. Mm-hmm. Teach them and they will not depart from it. It will be who they are and what they know, and they will fulfill their purpose of God. We don't want to teach them how to be immoral safely. We want to teach them how to live for the Lord.
Yeah,
and everything else will come with it. Mm. But that is the most important. So today we hope that this has encouraged you, has opened up your eyes. Ask the questions. Don't be scared to ask the questions. Yeah. Get together with the moms that you know, the teachers, and let's put a stop to this. We can stand and go no. And if we have to take kids out of schools, we will take kids out of schools. Yeah. You know, it's just something that we have to think about. But we hope you enjoyed today.
Yes, we hope it opened your eyes. Yes. And, you know, don't feel condemned or feel bad.
No.
It's just really to to give you the word so that you can know, because knowledge is power, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to end off today with active worship, war zone. We will see you once again next week for more.
Next week.
Goodbye, mommies.
War zone, taking in this pain. My whole belly holds on. I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump. My fears begin to fade. My faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in. There's a joy inside of me. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, Jesus. Let your blood.
Listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.